Okay. I'm happy to answer a few questions, folks.
How's your client doing?
Why don't we start here?
How's your client doing? I mean,
well,
can you come a little bit closer?
Yeah, the question is, how is Mr. Ciccolo doing? You know, he's doing about the same as you'd expect any young man who's incarcerated for the first time. It's difficult. It's a rough atmosphere down there at Wyatt, and I would say he's handling about as well as anybody else would under the circumstances. Rather not elaborate on that at this point.
David, can you tell us about his childhood and his mental health history? We've heard that he's had a long history of mental health issues.
You know, I hate to keep doing this, but it's very early on in this prosecution, and there are a lot of things that I am just not willing to comment on at this time. And unfortunately, Denise, that's one of them.
Are you able to talk about how the son of a Boston police captain develops these kinds of beliefs?
Well, you know, I don't know that I have any more insight into that than you would. You know, we are all... we all have children, and our children sometimes fall far from the tree, as they said. And I can't really elaborate on that at this point.
How come you think the federal government's arguments are a stretch?
Well, you know, when I say they were stretched, I don't know that I actually used that word in there. But, you know, one of the things that I was trying to do was to get the government to, or get the judge to focus on the fact that at this point he is charged with a 922G. You know, the purpose of that, any federal prosecutor would tell you, is to keep guns out of the hands of convicted felons. That's how it is usually applied. In this case, it's being applied against somebody who has an OUI conviction, as do thousands of other people in the Commonwealth. I'm sorry?
He said that in there that he regretted the
attack. He does regret the attack on the nurse. I have no comment on that.
Is he a threat to himself or the community?
I have no comment on that.
Would you care?
Wolf terrorist who was planning this scheme to, you know, go to a college on a state and attack innocent people?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Is he a lone wolf terrorist connected to ISIS?
You know, that's
absurd.
That's your characterization. I'm not ready to characterize him in any way at this point.
Counselor, how would you characterize the post-arrest interview conducted by the FBI agent?
I don't think it would be fair for me to comment on that, since I have not listened to more than 10 minutes of it or reviewed more than 10 minutes of it. It was just given to me a couple of hours ago.
You did say in court, though, that he made those comments that they may not be in mainstream. And what was your purpose for saying that?
Well, look, many people hold views that are not mainstream and that other people find repugnant. And the segments that were played in court that I heard did not actually advocate violence. They were his beliefs on some things that he talked about with the FBI agent, who, as the FBI agent indicated, wanted him to educate him about his beliefs.
Were you disappointed in the magistrate's ruling?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, I think one of the things that's hard to convey is the depth of this young man's feeling towards his mother and stepdad. And as I said in court, he would not do anything to put them at risk or in danger.
Can you say which college or state university he was planning to attack?
I can't.
The memo refers to a history of mental illness.
Can't comment on that.
Were his mother and stepfather willing to take him in if he was released?
Yes, they were.
You mentioned the relationship with his mother, but what are they saying about this whole situation?
The mother and his stepfather, I would not want to speak with them on behalf of them, other than to say, obviously, they do not condone violence. And other than that, I would not care to characterize.
Can you elaborate on why he was living in Adams, Massachusetts?
I really can't say.
Do you know who the defendant's father was in court today?
The defendant's father was not in court today.
And that was his mother and stepfather?
It was.
Who was the third individual there?
His uncle. I'm sorry?
What is the remote part of Berkshire County where the mother and stepfather
live? I'd rather not reveal that.
Does anyone else in his family have Islamic beliefs?
I don't know, and if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you.
What's going to be the defensive strategy?
You know, way too early for me to even know. It's very early on in this prosecution. I have known this young man for exactly a week and a day. He's being held down at the Wyatt Correctional Facility, which is obviously not right next door. It makes, takes a little bit of effort for me to get there.
Is that where he'll remain?
He will remain there as long as the Marshal Service decides that's the appropriate place for him.
Will you be his attorney through trial?
I will be his attorney through trial.
Does he deny the charges against him? Does he deny that he has any connection to terrorism?
We stipulated as to probable cause on the only charge that exists. That's the only comment I'll make.
David, you mentioned where the guns came from, meaning they came from the FBI. You've seen cases like this before. What's your initial reaction to something like that?
Well, I don't want to give a reaction other than to state what I don't think the government disputes. The government provided the weapons, and they did so at no cost.
Why do you have any accomplices? Did your client say about why you wanted to buy those weapons?
Excuse me?
Did your client say anything about why you wanted to buy
them? Not going to comment on anything my client told me.
Did he have any accomplices?
You'd have to ask the government that.
David, when you say...
cannot comment on that at this time.
David, when you say the government provided the weapons and at no cost, are you saying that he wouldn't have acquired these guns if not for the government witness?
Well, I don't think we know the answer to that. All I don't know that you should read anything more than what I just said. And I don't think it's disputed. The FBI agents provided the weapons. He did not pay a fee for them.
So was he set up and duped?
Not going to comment on that.
Is this a reaction to his arrest?
I'm sorry?
What was his reaction when he was arrested?
Well, like most people, they're not happy to be arrested, I'm sure. But other than that, I have no comment.
In your opinion, is this
two more questions, okay?
Is your understanding more charges are pending?
I suspect that there will be additional charges, but you'd have to ask the government.
In your opinion, is this a First Amendment case or a terrorism case?
Too early for me to comment. Thanks very much, folks.
Can you spell your name?